was won by Linda Hopkins, who ran unopposed for the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race. On the Democratic side, currently it will be Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Aguiar-Curry got 100% of the vote. And in the 12th District, Democrat Damon Connolly captured 71%. The two Republicans, Aaron Cervantes and Andy Potashalli, are almost tied. As for local measures, Measure A, a parcel tax for the Cotati-Rona Park Unified School District, is winning with 72% of the vote being yes. Measure B, a parcel tax for the Petaluma Joint Union High School District, appears to not have the two-thirds majority it needs. And of course, Measure H, the half-cent tax to support Sonoma County fire agencies that will generate about $62 million per year, is currently passing with 61% voting yes. It only needed a simple majority. For Superior Court Judge, Office Number 3, Christine Burke defeated Becky Berry. For Office 4, Paul Lozada ran unopposed. For Office 6, Kenneth English beat Omar Figueroa by winning 68% of the vote. Governor Newsom's State Proposition 1 appears to be winning with 50.2% voting yes to a very close 49.8% no vote. There are still ballots to be counted, and the results will not be certified until April 12th. Under Proposition 1, funds raised from the mental health services that were put into a 1% tax on incomes over $1 million will be redirected.
And that's the issue of homelessness. That's the issue of what's happening in the streets and sidewalks.
The measure also increases state oversight of county spending on behavioral health at a time when Newsom has repeatedly questioned the resolve of local governments to fix the problem. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 of 13 states on Super Tuesday, inching him closer to the Republican nomination. He currently has 995 delegates.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley did win Vermont, preventing a clean sweep. And news this morning, Nikki Haley will announce at 7 a.m. during a speech from Charleston, South Carolina, that she is officially suspending her campaign for president, essentially dropping out. She is not expected to endorse Donald Trump during that speech. President Biden easily won almost all contests. The one outlier is American Samoa, where at that caucus, Jason Palmer defeated Biden with 51 to Mr. Biden's 40 votes. U.S. Representative in the 2nd District, Jared Huffman, easily won with 73%. He'll face off against Chris Columbia in the fall. And Mike Thompson for District 4 will face off against John Munn in November. As far as some of the state races go, Adam Schiff will be up against Republican Steve Garvey in November to fill the seat vacated by Dianne Feinstein. A remote rural post office was destroyed by lightning in a strike on Friday. The postal station off Highway 271 in Leggett was engulfed by fire following a lightning strike despite rain falling most of the day. Postal customers will now need to use the Garberville post office until it can be rebuilt. And we now know the name of the man that was killed in the shootout and car chase with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies on Monday. 53-year-old Jose Luis Valenzor of Santa Rosa. Police confirmed he fired at them with an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle multiple times. Our KZST News Time is now 5:34.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Smart, Senior Vice President, Residential Mortgage and Consumer Lending Manager at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local nonprofit organizations like Canine Companions. Here's Michelle Williams to tell you more.
Thanks, Kevin. Canine Companions helps our clients and their dogs live with greater independence. Disability reaches all races, classes, and backgrounds, and Canine Companions does too. We provide service dogs to adults, children, and veterans with disabilities, and facility dogs to professionals working in healthcare, criminal justice, and education settings. Since our founding in 1975, our dogs and all follow-up services are provided at no cost to our clients.
To learn more or donate, go to canine.org. We know we can count on you because at Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948. Get ready to spice up your taste buds at Simmer Claw Bar. They serve Southern boils with a Cajun twist that will have you craving more. Their menu features fresh seafood, bold flavors, and spices that will transport you straight to the bayou. Want to catch the game or enjoy a cold brew? They've got you covered with TVs and 20 craft beers on tap. For Southern and Vietnamese cuisine, it's Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at home. And your forecast today, mainly cloudy, only a chance of a scattered shower. Mainly this morning, highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, we do stay mostly cloudy, starting to dry out. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, actually clearing to mostly sunny skies. In mid-60s, finally, a dry day. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Making its first appearance in 1912, the Oreo cookie actually started out being called the Oreo biscuit. Created and manufactured by the Nabisco Company, National Biscuit Company, the cookie was made from two crisp chocolate rounds filled with white cream, and still is today. In fact, today, more than 40 billion Oreo cookies are made each year. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo.
If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye? Though it took some time to survive you, I'm better on the
Wednesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:40, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning. Darn, it's early.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free info kit, 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
The blue and white dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz sold at auction for over $1 million.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a survey, 22% reported looking at a newspaper during the workday, 36% television, 48% used radio.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, weather-wise, mostly cloudy today. Some light rain likely through the morning hours. Temperatures headed in the upper 50s around wine country. Look for dry conditions starting tomorrow through Saturday. And of course, today is post-Super Tuesday. Let's call it Results Wednesday. We've got it all for you coming up right here on KZST.
Take a break.
dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life.
KZST, it is 552, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and the kids will love this one, Dinosaur World Live. Big show tonight at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, in interactive life-size puppets, big puppets on stage. And no, there is not a Biden or Trump dinosaur puppet. I asked.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. When you have a heart for helping people, what do? You create a Facebook group called 707 Fire and Info and keep everyone updated with fire information. That's what the owner of 707 Plumbers, Matt Duncan, did. After the fires, he's continued to utilize the social media group to help people. When someone has a need, Matt is the first to jump in. And if he can't help them personally, he'll connect them with someone who can, or he reaches out to the group for help. He's made a difference in the lives of many, and you can see that through his posts and testimonials online. For his dedication to our community, his heart for giving, and continued willingness to lend a helping hand, we now put Matt Duncan on our ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
I end up in crisis.
It is 5:57, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and it appears there was a low Sonoma County voter turnout for Election Day yesterday for the presidential primary and some big races. Brent Allen has all your election results coming up next right here on KZST. Good morning.